This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio. La Liga. Let's have a look. What is to come this weekend? Of course, Barcelona, the league leaders, 7 clear of Atleti, a further 2 back to Real Madrid. And they're in action in the game of the round this weekend. It's Sevilla-Barcelona. Always a nice game. Every time I think of Barcelona and Sevilla taking part on the pitch together, I always think of Rakitic. Of course, the beautiful story of Rakitic, who was a Sevilla player, met his wife, fell in love with
the town, the family,
the town, and everything to do with it. And it's always a special moment for him to return to Sevilla and play up against his former side. A massive match this for both teams for different reasons. Of course, Barcelona, 1 win in their last 5 in all competitions. They've struggled for goals, only 1 goal in their last 3. Not the best Barcelona side we have seen. 0-0 away from home against Lyon midweek in the Champions League. Of course, Sevilla taking care of Lazio, both home and away, 3-0 on aggregate. But Sevilla last weekend in the league, Rick, pathetic. 3-0 loss to Villarreal, a 2-2 with Eibar before that, and a 1-0 loss to Celta Vigo. So their recent form in the league has been poor. These two sides met just a few weeks ago. It finished Barcelona 6, Sevilla 1. However, in the reverse in the first leg, Sevilla did win 2-0. They return home here against Barcelona. Can they pull off a first win in some time in La Liga, given the fact they've gone winless in 3? Or will Barcelona respond after another disappointing performance midweek at Lyon in the Champions League?
And that's what I'm sort of leaning towards. I'm leaning towards more the latter of Barcelona responding rather than Seville bringing that form that we saw against Lazio in the Europa League midweek and progressing that through into this match. So, yeah, I think this is going to be a little bit more cutthroat in terms of a score. And I think Barcelona actually might turn up and do something they haven't done in a while away from home, and that is win, and win brutally big. 3-4-0, maybe they might even eclipse that 6-1 from a few weeks ago.
They are on the road.
That's what I'm saying, on the road. But I think Barcelona almost need to show that, well, yeah, okay, they might be leading the league, but they haven't shown any ruthlessness recently. Mm-hmm. And that's something that Ernesto Valverde wants to see from his team. And I think a lot of fans are now wanting it. A lot of fans are now calling it. It might be time against one of those teams that have theoretically over the years been a feeder club for the Blaugrana to really step up and say, you know what, thank you very much for being a feeder. We now need to tear you apart come match day in the league.
Okay. Well, Sevilla haven't had much success against Barca recently. Obviously, they did win the first leg of the Copa del Rey recent meeting, but with the exception of that, no win in the league since 2015 October, so 3.5 years, and it was a different look side there. Neymar getting a penalty for Barcelona. But look, I think Sevilla, yeah, I think they're up against it, a Barcelona side that they're going to need to respond. They're going to have to find goals, and they may need to, again, Suarez has been a player who you've been pretty hard on, thinking that he may be on his last legs, his knee not at its best.
Nice pun there. Very nice.
Figuratively speaking, Rick. But I think Sevilla here, given what we saw midweek, they may take some morale boost from the 3-0. I think a lot will fall on Ben Yedder, Wissam Ben Yedder, who, of course, has scored now 21 goals this season. Yeah, one of. All the informed strikers are your boys. 14.
I picked him early in the season. Even last season, I picked him.
Yes, you did. Well, Ben Yedder, 14 goals at home of his 21. So, again, Sevilla, we know how good they have been at home. They are unbeaten at home in their last 4. They've only had one loss at... Silly stat. They've only had one loss at home since the middle of September in all competitions. They've been very good at home, very poor on the road. I'm expecting an improved Barcelona side, but I'm not expecting a Barcelona win, Rick. I think this will end all square again. So I think we'll see Barcelona draw for the 5th time in 6 matches, which is a very rare outcome for this proud club. So I'm actually going to say a score draw, 1-1, Sevilla up against Barcelona. Looking forward to the Rakitic return, as I said, as always is the case. Can Messi inspire Barcelona? Can Suarez get on the score sheet? Coutinho, Dembele, there's a quality there, but I think Sevilla will hold them out here and it will end all square. And again, open the door to Atleti to perhaps close that gap, and Real, ever so slightly.
Let's wait and see.
Atleti are in action at the Wanda Metropolitano against Villarreal. This is a big one. Villarreal unbeaten in 3 La Liga games. 1 win was a 3-0 against Sevilla last weekend. And a couple of draws against Espanyol and Valladolid. took care of Sporting Lisbon 2-1 on aggregate. They're in some good touch. And Atleti, who aren't in the best form, despite the 2-0 midweek against Juventus, could be a bit of a danger game here for the best performing side at home in La Liga this season. Because keep in mind what happened in the last La Liga meeting at home for Atletico Madrid, Rick.
Yeah, I know. They lost 1-0 to Real Betis. I remember that one.
And they also had a 3-1 loss to Real Madrid, Rick, more recently. That too. Their recent bad performances haven't been great. You just feel here against a Villarreal side that are growing in confidence that this may be a bit of a danger game for Atletico. And keep in mind as well, Alvaro Morata, I don't know where his head is at. 2 goals in his time with Atleti, 2 goals against 2 of his former clubs, both ruled out via the VAR. Costa, of course, suspended for the second leg against Juventus. There are a few issues here amongst the attacking crop of Atleti players. And we know that they haven't been too prolific up top this season.
What makes it even more interesting is now that you've got Griezmann, Costa and Morata all fit, it almost starts to lend this team to playing, say, a similar like a 4-3-1-2. So you end up having Griezmann as your playmaker, you end up having the other two as your number 9, the number 11s. But what does that then mean for Angel Correa, who is a traditional playmaker, but he is certainly down the pecking order as a playmaker? What does that then also mean for Thomas Partey, Thomas Lemar, Koke and Saul? It means that ultimately the formation or the midfield that will ultimately support that attack is going to play very narrow. Now, can you see Atletico Madrid turning into a very narrow team, considering it loves to play with a lot of width down the league, down the wings, and having, whether it be an Arias, a Juanfran, a Felipe Luis, overlapping? I can't also see, if it does turn into this very narrow team, I can't see Juanfran and Felipe Luis not being very much the pin boys at the back to stop any advancing attack. I can actually see a few goals in this one because we know how good the Villarreal attack is in that midfield in particular. It's just defensively where the big question marks are for the yellow submarine.
Your prediction for the match?
I'm going to go a narrow 1-0.
Another one of those.
Another one of those. Unfortunately, I think Atletico might just do enough just to get over the line.
Okay. I think Atleti should get the result. But again, Villarreal will be a stern test. Villarreal with a win, maybe even a point, depending on what Celta Vigo do, they could get themselves out of the drop zone, which is pleasing for fans of the yellow submarine. But Villarreal, 18th at the moment, 23 points, level on points with Vallecano, 19th, Huesca bottom with 18 points. Huesca are away to Espanyol this weekend. They'll be looking to respond from another defeat last weekend. Espanyol needing to win, and if they do win, they get themselves back into the top half, so a big opportunity there. Vallecano are away to Getafe, who are fifth. If Sevilla slip up against Barcelona and Getafe win, Getafe are back in Champions League football positions, Rick.
Incredible. So tight, isn't it? Very,
similar
very tight.
Similar to the case for Alaves, who take on Celta Vigo. So you've got Alaves and Getafe, who if Sevilla lose this weekend, they're in the top four.
It's very, very tight up the top.
Games this weekend in Spain include Athletic Bilbao, Eibar, Leganes, Valencia. How did Valencia go on after that convincing win, 3-0 on aggregate against Celtic in the Europa League? I'm expecting them to win. And if they win and Sevilla lose, again, they close within 2 points of the fourth place side. Valladolid, Betis. Betis, of course, eliminated from the the Europa League this week. They are still in the Copa del Rey semi-final, though, against Valencia. Girona, Real Sociedad, and the final match of the round, Levante, Real Madrid. Well, this has to be the match for Real Madrid to take the foot off, Rick, if I'm being frank. Because Real Madrid, we said how busy their upcoming schedule is. Mm-hmm. 2 Clásicos, second leg of the Champions League round of 16 against Ajax. This is their final match before that week of, well, that week of mayhem, I suppose, because it's going to be enormous. Middle of next week, Real at the Bernabeu, Copa del Rey second leg. Semi-final.
The problem is, and we saw this last weekend, when Real Madrid and Solari decided to rotate the team a little bit, now I'm referring here to, of course, a certain Vinicius Junior, what happened?
Yes, they lost 1-2 to Girona last weekend.
So you can't do that if you are Real Madrid at this stage.
But they're well clear in the top four.
They are well clear, but the problem is Real Madrid have got too much pride on the line to see themselves slip out of the top four, to slip away and lose the battle for second place and see their crosstown rivals overtake them. And or, you know, we know how much Solari wants to win a title, and if it can't be the Champions League, then at the moment it has to be La Liga. Sure, they're in the running for the Copa del Rey.
They can't. Look, I just think they need to focus on a deep run in the Champions League, and I think they need to also focus on Ajax second leg. That's it. They could win the Copa del Rey, sure, but this match against Levante needs to be, will not be taken overly seriously, in my opinion. They can't, Rick. There's too much on the line in the other three games. The Clásico, there's pride in the league. The Clásico Copa del Rey, there's a trophy on the line because they could get through to the final where they'll go in as favourites. And, of course, the Champions League, well, arguably on par with the two Clásicos to come. But that and more to come. And, again, congratulations to Real Madrid, who yesterday celebrated 1,000 days as champions of Europe. That's right, 1,000 days, three straight Champions League wins. Of course, the first ever club to win back-to-back Champions League titles, and obviously back-to-back-to-back as well. So a big weekend to come in Spain. Barcelona away to Sevilla, the match of the round. Atleti in action against Villarreal, and Real away to Levante. There could be a change in the top four, with Getafe and Alaves hopeful of a Sevilla slip-up against the league leaders.